doing it, okay? Talk all you want. I don't give a shit anymore.
Here we go.
I'm going. We're already going. We're already going. I'm not going to edit it. Just going to have John saying something really awkward there. Hey, guys.
What's up?
Boss Bro Radio. I'm doing Boss Bro Radio. How are you?
I'm good.
Pretty Boss Bro?
Boss.
Is that a way you can be?
It's a state of being.
Yes.
Boss Bro Radio is a state of being, man. Episode 25 for the week of February 9th?
Yep.
Yeah, 2011.
Yes. 2011. That's today.
29/11.
Yeah. From the future.
It's the year 2911.
Fallout should be happening shortly.
Uh-huh. Oh, man, this just makes me want to watch Blade Runner again. This movie's so good.
Yeah, we were having a conversation about that.
I fell asleep trying to watch that movie.
If you've seen the three cuts, then you're good. You don't really need to see them in Blu-ray. They look nice, but they're not.
I don't think I've seen the three cuts. I thought there was only two.
Oh, dude, I will give you this Blu-ray copy I have. It has like four different cuts and how...
Oh, you're talking the
like, there's okay, director's cut that it's, like, everything's included in that, okay. And then there's, like, theatrical cut, and then there's, like, a re-released theatrical cut, and then, like, some other crazy, like...
I bought the new one, like, whenever it came out, like, 2-3 years ago on DVD, and I fell asleep. I've tried to watch it twice.
Blade Runner?
Yeah.
Dude.
How have you not watched Blade Runner?
I've seen Blade Runner, like, four or five times.
And you spent time watching Terminator Salvation when you could be watching Blade Runner?
That's a better use of your 2 hours.
It's so good.
Yeah, so good. Did you ever get that gun in
I did.
New Vegas? I saw it. I decided that it's not worth my money, but...
I stole it.
Did you? You just killed that guy and took it?
No, you can get into that room.
Oh.
Which gun is this? Into the room, and then if you jump, you can pull it off the shelf.
Oh, cool. It's the gun that Harrison Ford uses in Blade Runner. I can't remember what
Decker.
Decker, yeah.
I forget what his first name. It's like a surprisingly
John
lame
Decker.
No, yeah, it's like something just really unexciting. Like
Alan.
Yeah, that sounds like it'd be about right. Tim Deckard.
Yeah.
Well, I thought his name was just like straight up like Decker.
They just call him Decker.
Yeah. So, Blade Runner, guys.
Yeah.
How good is it?
It's
Edward James Olmos.
Yeah, it's good.
Great. So, I was reading about it the other day. I was reading about Blade Runner. And did you know that the Tears in the Rain speech was just ad-libbed?
What?
By the dude, like, what's his name? Ulfos Werner. I don't know what his Norwegian ass name is.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy that plays Roy.
Really? That's crazy.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic actor, though.
He just ad-libbed that last speech. Like, there was the one line about seeing sea beams.
Yeah. He's dead now, yeah?
I think
pretty
so.
Pretty sure he's dead
now.
He's dead now, yeah?
Yeah, he wrote his autobiography that was basically about Blade Runner and how, like, awesome he thought that movie was.
Well, he's a fantastic actor, and he never does, like, lead roles. Can't think of one movie that he was in that was lead.
Was he the crazy guy with the mohawk?
No, he was the crazy tall, like, super being dude that was had the blonde hair.
Okay.
Which is the guy with the mohawk?
Wasn't there a yellow guy? Or he had a yellow mohawk?
No.
A yellow guy?
A yellow guy? Well, there was the other replicant that was, what was his name? There was Trixie?
The crazy girl with the awesome...
Who's the pleasure bot, right?
Yeah.
And then there was the assassin girl.
Yeah.
And then I forget her name.
With like, the three of them were like super soldier projects.
No. The four of them. There were the four. So there was Roy. There was the guy who you might be thinking of. I don't remember him very well. The guy that you're introduced to when he shoots the Blade Runner.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's that guy. There's Tracy, and then there's the assassin chick. And then they're all like, you know, they're all just like a group together, and I don't know. Blade Runner's awesome. Watch
it. You should watch it.
Yeah. Well.
Should watch.
Should we get out of the 1980s?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you want to get out of the 1980s and talk more about
the 1920s.
2019, the year of Blade Runner.
Yeah, <exactly. laughs> We're coming up on it.
That's right, man.
Flying cars will be
here.
I'm going to
take that year off.
You just take that year off and all you do is watch Blade Runner.
All I'm going to do, I'm just going to live in Japan for that entire year and just pretend that it's future Japan.
Yeah. When does...
Noodle bars.
When does Fifth Element take place?
Oh, good question.
Does that run along the same lines of Blade Runner? 32,
I think.
Yeah, that's going to be...
I think 32 years after. But I might be wrong.
Oh, man. 3200s or...
No, 2032, okay, something like that. But I could be completely wrong.
We'll look into it. We'll check back on that.
I know Fifth Element a lot more than I do Blade Runner.
Multipass. Dallas Multipass.
Dallas Corbin.
Multipass. Yeah, he knows it's a multipass.
I don't like that movie as much as Blade Runner.
No?
That's fair. That's fair.
It's a good movie, though.
Blade Runner is a lot more serious business.
It's got your boy in it, though.
Yeah, I know. I do really love Bruce Willis. That is fair, and that movie is hilarious, so.
Mm-hmm.
Like it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Muppets.
Like Muppets.
Good use of Muppets.
Good use of giant Muppets.
Yeah, I guess they wouldn't really be Muppets.
I was like, what Muppets are you talking about?
Yeah, they're probably not
Ninja
like...
Ninja Turtles, Secret of the Ooze style dudes in giant foam up.
Exactly. Well, there is that thing that's on Gary Oldman's desk.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of a weird Muppet thing. It could be animatronics. I don't know.
Do you want to negotiate?
Do we want
somebody under the table manning that thing?
Do we want to talk about how crazy it is that that's Gary Oldman?
Yeah, that's true.
That's insane that that's Gary Oldman. Like, about as insane as that's Gary Oldman playing Dracula in Bram Stoker's Dracula. Like, that's how crazy Gary Oldman can be. Crazy.
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 Gary Oldman.
Crazy guy.
Is... Oh, speaking of movies, do you hear that Gordon? Why can't I say it? It's Gordon Joseph
Levitt. The Levitt kid from Third Rock from the Sun and now most recently Inception.
Supposedly going to be in the new Batman movie.
Oh, yeah? I heard rumors about
that. Who's he going to be?
Do you know who the...
Robin?
Do you guys know who the confirmed enemy?
Makes me want to throw up.
You know who the confirmed... Well, Christian Bale said that if they ever... starts throwing Robin into the mix, he's out. He's
really?
Yeah, he will not participate in
something. I can't see Nolan also like writing
it's just
Robin
like
either.
I just don't see that happening. I don't see that line of the fiction happening.
It's about time for Batman to start second.
That's how this line goes. You get two good ones and then you just drop it off.
What was the second? Oh yeah.
Batman and Batman.
Well, I don't know if I would say the first Batman with Jack Nicholson. It was very good.
I thought it was fantastic.
Do you remember the Bat Dance, John? Do you remember the song about Batman?
Oh, yeah.
In that movie?
Dude, amazing.
When he was spray painting art?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
That is not amazing.
So great. So great when he knocks that statue
off.
She was
licked by cats and then became a cat
woman. No, that's Batman Returns.
What's the second Batman then?
Batman Returns.
Yeah. You said the first two were good, right? Let's keep the scope in here.
The better two of those of that line of Batman movies. Like, you can't tell me that Val Kilmer was a better Batman or George Clooney was a better Batman.
No, George Clooney plays the perfect Bruce Wayne.
Perfect Bruce Wayne. Val Kilmer, I don't know what the fuck was going on there. And Nicole Kidman as what's her name? Selina Kyle.
What?
Or no, not Selina Kyle. That was... Okay, let's
Uma Thurman as the Poison Ivy?
Yeah, that's the thing too.
Freeze.
And then
chill.
Schwarzenegger.
You're on ice.
It's like how do you have Schwarzenegger in a Batman movie and not cast him as Bane? How does that make sense?
Because you can have him do Mr. Freeze and it's way better.
I just don't understand it at all.
I suggest looking the clip up on YouTube of all the times that Mr. Freeze says freeze or chill. It's like two minutes long. It's so good.
But so anyway, did you guys hear who they announced will be the primary villain?
Alligator.
Killer Croc.
Killer Alligator.
No.
The villain?
Dr. Octopus.
No. Way off.
Is it...
it's somebody that could be interesting, but also I'm slightly confused.
Is it like Doctor Strange, like the game?
No,
like
no.
Somebody that nobody cares about
no.
in the Batman
It's
world?
Somebody that most people should know.
Is it the Penguin?
No.
Is it the Riddler?
No, but I kind of wish it
was.
Oh,
dude,
instead.
Jordan... God damn it!
He would be good.
GJL should be...
Riddler.
The Riddler.
That would be cool. But no, it's Bane.
That I was gonna say,
boring.
I know. I'm like a little aggravated that it's Bane. I'm like,
so it's gonna be a commentary on drugs.
How do you make Bane like
steroids?
Well, and the thing is, like when they announced this,
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar. Could be good. Could be good.
Or if he's black, he'll be...
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I was going to say Dwayne The Rock Johnson or Jason Statham.
I would say that neither of those should happen because
who's
then
the big black guy that's in every movie?
Michael C. Duncan.
Yeah,
Michael Clark Duncan.
I could see him doing
all
it.
All the words are there.
But Bane's white. I mean, oh, well, actually, Bane is
I don't think
Colombian.
It matters.
I don't think it matters either.
If you go in, like, after I heard this, I went in and read the lore behind, like, how do you make Bane work in this reality? And Bane was originally this kid that, like, his mother was in prison, so he was born in prison, and, like, from the word go, to protect himself, he was, like, killing dudes as a kid in prison. Like, he just, like, lives in prison and just, like... And
somebody brings him to Gotham?
He, like, touts himself as the most badass person around, and the only reason he wants to escape prison is to go to Arkham Asylum, and or is to go to Gotham City and just prove that he can beat up Batman. And at some point...
So why does he do the juice?
Well, that's the thing, is he doesn't voluntarily do it. Like, they take him... and commit him to this, like, Venom project that, like...
Venom's going to be in the new Batman?
That's awesome.
The new Venom?
Well, it's called Venom.
Is it called...
stuff that
Carnage?
Goes in him.
Yeah, that's true.
And the so that's goo. What it, like, that's what it does to him. It, like, turns him into this crazy person. And I can only hope at some point he wrecks up, he, like, destroys Christian Bale's back. That's what I want.
Breaks Batman. Batman's back.
And then that's when Joseph.
What is it? Whatever.
That's when the Levitt kid comes in as Nightwing, and we ruin everything. Just ruin everything.
Hopefully, that's the final 5 minutes of the.
I think that Bane. What? The, well, like, why?
Bane. I don't know.
Always the lamest. Like,
I know.
Villain
it's
ever.
Like,
just, like, pull the plug out. Now he's cool.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I just, like, I don't know.
Well, maybe they'll pull the plug out, and he'll be even a harder foe.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think Riddler would be a more interesting character. Trying to think of other characters. Killer Croc could actually be even more interesting than.
There'll probably be more than just Bane.
You know what would
there
be?
Always is multiple villains in a Batman.
Film, really, so. If they the closer they get to that, the more they're gonna ruin that as a movie.
They did it last time. They did it in Dark Knight, you know?
I wasn't paying attention.
But
more villains?
Adding more villains is only hurting yourself.
Yeah.
Like, they barely did it. They touched on it with adding Two-Face towards the end of that. It's like, they didn't make him, like, a primary focus.
I guess it was as much as, like, Scarecrow and Ra's al Ghul. But, like, Ra's al Ghul is, like, the most undeveloped villain ever.
Agreed.
He's just like, I'm evil now, okay?
Yeah.
Well, evil
isn't
sort
that also
of...
the speculation is, like... He's going to come back
he's
in
not,
another movie?
I was reading about... I don't know. I was reading an interview with Liam Neeson. He's like, no, I'm not back in the Batman movies.
What?
Huh, crazy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That sucks.
Especially when he backs a movie like Clash of the Titans.
Two. He's doing a second one of those.
Though. What? That's great.
What?
Oh, right.
What?
When that story continues.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Where does that...
Oh, Andy's doing a Taken 2.
There's two.
That's credits. That is not a movie that needs a sequel.
And it's a sequel, not
was
a prequel.
Is it called Take Back?
Yeah.
Taken to the take,
I don't know.
Take
I'd
back.
Sort of be more interested.
Retake.
He's taking them.
Yeah.
Takers.
He goes and kidnaps people's kids. There you go.
Took.
That's the good one. Oh, man. So, yeah. I don't know. Did I mention that I saw Black Swan?
No.
No. Just everybody is now. So I'm like, okay, yeah.
It's terrifying.
It's scary. What is it about?
It's very unnerving.
It's about ballet.
Yes. This girl
freaky,
is this
freaky ballet.
This girl,
my
is
favorite kind,
trying to be cast in Swan Lake as the Swan Queen, and it goes through like all of her like neuroses about how she's trying to be perfect for the role, and she's losing her mind.
Okay.
It's really good.
Is it new or
it's of this year or of 2010?
Yeah. Late 2010.
Yeah. Natalie Portman.
She's really good in it. But anyway, we want to talk about games.
Sure, let's talk about games.
Is that what we do here?
Yeah, sometimes.
Here on Boss Barrel Radio?
Honestly, I don't think we're going to have too much. John, unless you've got a lot to talk about.
A couple of things.
I have a lot to talk about.
I've got like...
Well, we've got one great thing to talk about.
Yeah,
we do have the one thing.
Yeah.
So I finished Dead Space 2. The review is up. But I also finished Dead Space Extraction.
Oh, nice!
I finished that actually.
Don't worry.
Since
about
it's only 10 chapters long, and each chapter takes like, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes to finish. So I just figured, I'll hammer this out, and it's not terrible.
Dead Space Extraction HD.
HD. And I played it with the Move.
Uh-huh.
That's fine. I realize now why railcar shooters are not fun to play.
Yeah.
They're only fun if you're playing them for a half hour with a friend.
Well, and it's like the most aggravating part of it is like it's not like old school traditional railcar shooters where it's like I shoot this box, oh there's a power up, I shoot the power up and I get it. It's like no, like the dude's constantly looking around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh there's a thing, could you just look at that a second longer so I can stasis it? And I found myself constantly, like anytime somebody's talking, just stasising them in the face.
Mm.
Just like bouncing this little stasis ball.
It's
off
just like
face.
Your get button, like yeah, you have a button just that's like, just like get this stasis, for me.
this button opens doors, this button grabs things, this button does, it's just like
stasis.
Oh, and the
stasis.
One bummer stasis.
Stasis.
Yeah, the
stasis.
One bummer thing that like drove me insane was like, or it's not stasis, the kinesis.
Kinesis yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Not stasis.
Do you slow you down.
You get stasis.
Slow you down.
In there. You need stasis
you need
in there.
Slow,
I use stasis more there.
You
than
can
anything.
Slow down the rail.
You can. You can slow down a lot of things. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But essentially, I think the only that game is where the Ripper is good.
Yeah.
Ripper becomes a really good weapon in that game.
Dude, the Ripper was fun.
You can
in the first game.
You can fiddle with the distance on it, and you can swing it around as much as you want to.
Oh, do you like, do that by moving the
yeah,
controller?
Yeah, by moving the
oh,
controller around,
cool.
And you just rip stuff up.
Rip.
Yeah. They add
taking
rip
rips
and rip it.
Yeah, they add two weapons in that game that don't exist anywhere else in Dead Space. There's the PSEC, I think, is like their police
gross.
Security. Like PSEC is,
oh,
is their police force.
The pistol thing.
Yeah, you get a pistol that has single bullet fire, which really sucks. Or there's
shooter.
Your their alternate fire, which is just like shotgun pistol, just fans bullets everywhere and just rips things apart. I'm like, okay, well,
do you have limited ammo on that gun?
Yeah,
okay.
That's the one that has limited. The one that has infinite,
unlimited? Or
no,
limited.
Limited. Yeah. The one that has infinite ammo is the rivet gun, which. Is no good for anything.
From Bioshock?
Yeah.
No.
Trap rivets.
No, yeah. I wish it was that, but it's not. This the only thing this is good for is their stupid little mini games where it's like, quick, we need to close this door, so like let's attach this metal panel.
What's
and,
your job? And are you another miner guy? Or
the first.
Are you like a professional at riveting? Like is this
chapter one starts you off as a miner who has a rivet gun, and they teach you how to use the rivet gun, and they're like, hooray, that's cool. And then end of chapter one, sorry, spoilers, but the end of chapter one, the minor dude that you play as dies.
No, I'm not playing this game now.
Chapter two, though, you play as,
another guy,
as another guy,
a minor guy. Does he die?
Yes.
Ah,
everybody dies.
Maybe he dies. I'm not sure.
Damn you, Dead Space.
I can for certain say that at least one person lives.
One person gets out.
At least one person.
So
possibly two people.
So
do you think they'll have dementia?
See, that's the thing, is like the ending of this game. God, I'm gonna spoil like everything for everybody, but like the ending of this game is like it turns out that there's this one person who's completely immune to the marker's effects. And she like yeah, that's like this bizarre thing. So she's the only person that I can imagine survives. But the other two people
what's
that are
her name?
With her it's something really, really Lexine.
Oh yeah, wasn't she in the game
Dead Space? No, or Dos.
Or was
she wasn't
in
the first one?
Ignition.
I don't believe.
No. She was probably in Ignition.
Is she the cop in Ignition?
No, she's not a cop.
Okay, then maybe she. Who's? What's the name of the chick that's helping you out in the beginning of two?
She's some unitologist.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay,
it's not her though.
I want to say that name. Pops up again in Dead Space games.
Could be.
Well, whatever. The lore of Dead Space is stupid.
It's really,
so...
really weird. Like, it was interesting, though, because you bump into Isaac's girlfriend before she goes weird.
Did you stop her?
No, you don't.
Tell her not to go.
No, you don't. Like,
yeah.
At some point, you... It's really weird. Like, you discover...
Wait, is it like 12 Monkeys? Like, by telling her not to go, she ends up going? And you seal your fate?
No. Not as awesome as that. If it was like 12 Monkeys, I would say this is a better thing. I think as far as railcar shooters go, this is probably a really decent railcar shooter.
Really?
As far as
does
games
it stack
go.
Stack up against Time Crisis Raising Storm?
I don't know. I haven't played Raising Storm.
What about House of the Dead 4?
Really one play. House of the Dead 4. Nothing beats House of the Dead 4 yet.
I think anything beats House of the Dead 4. Shake to reload.
reload.
Not good. But maybe House of the Dead Overkill. When you start the game, it's like, motherfucker.
Oh, man. But so, like, it's really weird to see the timeline for that unfold, because it's like, by the time you finish that game and you're flying away from the Ishimura, is Isaac is already on the Ishimura.
Okay.
So it's just like sort of a weird overlap at some point there.
Okay.
So he could have got off at the same time.
But he didn't. He
did not.
Oh, man.
Because you remember in Dead Space 1?
Not when, really.
Okay. Do you remember Dead Space 1?
Yeah.
When Isaac goes to the captain's, I think it's like the captain's quarters.
Yeah.
And
it's all red.
And he intercepts a signal from like this other vessel that's trying to is trying to respond to the Ishimura's like distress signal, and then they discover that there are creatures on
the Ishimura.
Well, no, like Isaac launched a pod that had one of them in it, or something like that happened, and they picked up one of those pods,
and then it kills everyone.
And then they're like,
then it spreads.
Yeah, and they're talking about how they're gonna go, like they're gonna pick up that pod and then rescue them. It's like right there when Extraction ends.
Oh, okay.
So when you say immune to the marker's effects, what do you mean by that?
She can cut herself. So like that everybody gets like that weird dementia thing going, where and then eventually they'll turn into.
Not everybody though. Like Isaac didn't.
Isaac.
He's a strong-willed man.
There's like.
It's because he doesn't speak.
That chick also didn't, right?
That's true. But maybe that's like I don't know. It's weird. But like she's the only one that wasn't exhibiting any signs of like having some kind of weird.
Maybe they were all lovers of this original person.
Of Isaac.
Yeah,
no,
of Isaac.
No, the person who's originally immune to it.
Oh. Mm.
That and she passed weird. On the gene.
Yeah. Weird.
Marker.
Yes. Marker immuneness. Oh. It's an STD actually.
A marker. Marker herpes.
That's how they keep all of their people as virgins. No sex.
Yeah.
And we all turn into necromorphs. It's cool. It's great.
All right, what else you got besides Dead Space Extraction HD?
The only thing I got that I know you played is stacking.
Yeah, we played stacking, but anything else you have besides that? We can all do a little stacking discussion.
Nope, that's it.
Ryan?
Well, I just downloaded this sweet game called Queen's Crown.
Oh yeah, your iPod, your...
Yeah.
Or iPhone.
It's like a...
Fake Secret of Mana.
That's nice. What you say. I don't remember
Without
Secret of Mana.
Without the real menus.
Which Secret of Mana?
The one. That was in the States.
There's a couple, aren't there? There's like the one for PlayStation 2 and there's one for
Legend of Mana.
Oh, is that Legend? Okay.
Anything that's not Secret of Mana is crap.
Okay.
Well, basically...
Wasn't there one Secret for... Secret of Evermore, which is like the same game.
Wasn't there one for like DS, though?
Sure.
I don't know.
Legend...
I think I played one for the Super Nintendo. That was it.
That's Secret of Mana.
Yeah?
Yeah. The one where you're the dude with the headband with no name, and you find the princess and the little sprite girl, and you flip through the menus that are circles around, and you go, boo, 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 and then you can rotate them, and you get orbs.
Nothing about that sounds fun to me.
It's a good game. Yeah. You level up your weapons, and you can, like, the more levels they get, the more charge abilities they have. You get, like, summons that have magics. It's a great game. Do you play multiplayer?
Is this a Squaresoft game? Or is this a Enix game?
There's no point in defending Secret of Mana.
This is like a 12-year-old or 15, 20-year-old game.
Yeah.
It's available for the iPod.
Like Queen's Crown is a dollar, and it is well worth the dollar. You get four weapons to use. You get your crossbow, your sword, mace, and your spear. And you can go around picking new weapons up, leveling them up. And basically, you're this princess, not a prince, you're a princess. And the kingdom is falling from the evil guy, Skeletorn. And you have to save Scabblehorn. That's the continent's name, I guess.
Okay.
Scabblehorn. And you go around collecting the little pieces of a crown that you're trying to put together from these fairies that... have hidden it away because it's a massive power. So it's an RPG storyline, just as simple as it gets, basically collecting some stuff to defeat the bad guy. But the gameplay is amazing for what it gives, and you level up like crazy.
Love leveling up.
Yep,
leveling up. Love levels.
Levels.
I love getting them.
I need to go level right now.
Like grinding.
Yeah. Grinding for levels.
Yeah.
Well, it's there's infinite guys just going from anywhere to anywhere. You can kill them all, but they'll pop up in, you know, 5 more seconds.
Sure.
So you just keep walking, keep killing. It's fun.
Sure.
That's all I've played. Get it if you want to play a fun iPhone game.
You what played stacking you? As well, right?
I played stacking.
Yeah, that's really all I played.
Yeah, we all did a little stacking.
I was attempting to play a bunch of games, You Don't Know Jack, and that didn't come in the mail, so I was upset. And then, I forget if there was something else I was going to play too. Oh, Blade Runner.
You're going to play that?
No.
I'm going to be that.
I wanted to play.
I'm going
to
play that in real life.
Weird. I was telling you, Ryan, I have this weird Pokemon craving for some reason.
Dude.
I just want to collect them all.
Oh, man. We will have every opportunity in the world come March to do that.
I know this. It's just like one of those things that I need to let it pass, though. Like, it's like when I get that weird wild craving where I'm like, I just need to
let the itch go.
Think about what I'm doing for 5 minutes and then not.
It's only going to be harder for you when I actually pick up black and or white.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Because
black and or white?
I think I'll probably just...
get those three extra monsters.
Well, supposedly it will be more different than just that. Like, it'll be like different towns and cities are different.
Yeah, Pokemon website.
Is that the one that's going to have 3-on-3 Pokemon battles?
Yes. Yeah. And it's like I've started to look into more of that stuff. That stuff actually does, like, damn it. Like, actually looks interesting. Pokemon are fully animated now.
Ugh. Whoa!
Instead of just shaking.
We're actually taking steps into this franchise.
I fully animated is pushing that term.
Maybe well, fire still, coming out of their mouth.
There's still sprites, but it's like now rather than just like they shake and then things come out of them, it's like they will actually like do some kind of like better
still
animation.
Still giving it a lot more credit. Like once you actually watch it, you're like, fully animated, right?
Yeah. Dude, they'll be in backgrounds. They'll have backgrounds.
Get back to me when it's FMB Pokemon.
Right. Oh, man. How awesome is that?
Virtual ball.
Oh, man. How do you FMB Pokemon?
Suits. Like, how do you, furries,
like,
man.
They're all...
Just furries.
It'd be like...
Put them to use.
They're all like claymation FMBs.
That would be...
Like clay fighters.
I would want furries, though. Oh, I want people dressed up as Pokemon. Like, send in your best Charizard.
Oh.
Oh, man. Would you have a little... face cut out.
Oh, man.
Somebody in a Charizard outfit that's like moving around making roars and
doing gotta be the I would love to be the guy who makes all the full suited Pokemon people. That would be a great job.
So good.
But right, stacking?
I'm done caring about Pokemon. Yeah, stacking. So we all played that. It was good.
Yeah. That's good. That's a quirky, fun, different game.
Yeah.
Double Fine Production, one of their like small project, I forget what they call it. They're their like 3-game project. Costume Quest was one. This is the second. There's supposed to be a third one.
Well, this was. Saw it for a couple hours. You were playing it. I get to play it a little bit myself, and it's fun.
Yeah.
Different ways to solve some funny puzzles.
Yeah. I really like the replayability. I like it. It's like this really, really. Low, like, I guess it's just really approachable.
It's really, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like
the puzzles aren't too taxing, but there's enough depth to each of them that you can, like, actually be challenged by it. Like, to just solve it once is easy, but then to solve it 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 times is much more difficult. And then there's a million different little challenges, and or I shouldn't say challenges, but just little things to do in the game.
Hijinks.
The hijinks, like messing around with the other little dolls and farting on people and
throwing newspapers at them.
Throwing newspapers.
Punching them.
Yeah, I think the humor in it's good.
The writing is always fantastic. Yeah. It's Double Fine games go.
Yeah.
Like, just the quirky things.
The set design.
Yeah, totally. It's just amazing. How that game looks is so cool.
Yeah, I said this to you guys, but I feel like Katamari Damacy when I'm playing that.
It's
when you're like, the little guy.
To me, it's like Katamari Damacy and Little Big Planet.
Yeah, the way it's constructed is like...
Somebody plus somebody's like middle school diorama.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the best way to explain like how this, it's like all this like.
It's done with just like knickknacks, like arts and crafts.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of it like a movie.
Get this to do this type deal. Like, Well, you go the Katamari from you go from small to big, obviously, like, and it just keeps getting bigger so far, you know.
Yeah, where it's just yeah, like, oh, man, I know what I'm thinking of, but it's just yeah, like all these really small things that are assembled together to
the puzzles,
but they're not entirely. It's not like yeah. The world exists only out of like the things that are around in the world. It's not like Fievel Goes West or something yeah. like that, where they just have. You know, the puzzles remind me made out of like a thimble,
right? Or something right, like right. that.
The puzzles remind me of Lego games, whereas each Lego character has a different special ability.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
yeah.
Each stack guy.
It's has slightly a... more complicated than I would say, like 1 degree above a Lego game, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Where a Lego game is like, walk over here and get this guy that will solve the puzzle.
Yeah.
This one is like,
this is,
get these two people.
I mean, like some of that stuff, I'm like, I don't even know. Like,
it's the like, caviar stuff, man. Yeah, we were stuck on that.
That was a while that I had to figure
stuck
out.
Stuck on caviar.
Gross. Dude, who puts fishtails in their caviar?
I don't know.
That
man.
Sounds gross.
Maybe
to me.
That's
no. That's
like
for the dip. That's
best.
How you get it out. That you just eat it off the fishtail.
Yeah, I mean, everybody else is eating it, so maybe he's doing something fancy to it. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he does not mind having
and if you
cookies and farts in his
throw
caviar.
Up. Yeah. Throw up in the caviar. Yeah.
Cookies,
it adds
man.
A little
he
flavor.
Cookies.
ABC cookies.
Chocolate chip ABCs.
Yeah.
So it's like this little adventure game where you're like the
puzzle adventure
Charlie, and you're just. Using other characters in the world to solve the puzzles, and it's great. $15 on PSN, XBLM. I don't know if that's on PC. I don't think so.
No, I don't know that it is.
Might be on Steam. I think it's on Steam.
Could be on Steam.
Yep.
Yeah, it is now out for XBLM.
I feel like we should do the video of this and have more chance to talk about it because.
Yeah.
We all played it, and it's all freaking awesome.
That it is.
Yeah,
it's. I'm probably gonna have to go get it when I get home.
Definitely.
Well, I want to know how much depth is to it because you know we played it for a couple hours.
Well, how many more kids
let's,
are there to rescue?
Yeah,
maybe
let's
two
see.
Or
there's,
three.
There's like.
Yeah.
There's like three.
Like it's probably
like three
be
kids and then the dad, so it's like maybe 4 or 5 chapters long.
Yeah, yeah I would say
so
you're
halfway already done.
To mainline it, you would probably be done in, you know, 5 hours,
yeah, 5
max.
6 hours.
Well, costume quests.
Well,
that
costume
was
quest
done
very short.
Yeah.
But costume quest didn't also didn't have like the diversity of all these little challenges. Like,
yeah.
Costume quest, you could power through doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could do all the little collection stuff and all the extra costumes and all the little apple bobbing things, but this has a lot more stuff in it.
And I feel like the other stuff that there is to do, I think it's like so easy to do those things, and it's so it's just presenting you with the opportunity to do them so easily. Mm-hmm. It's not like, well, I better do these things now or I'll be shut out.
Well, and the other thing is with Costume Quest, you were just doing random battles and fighting things. That was the challenge in the game. The challenge in this game is the thought process and the
right.
puzzle and putting the pieces together to answer the question that's given to you. Like, Cosmic Quest is just time. Like, how much time do you want to spend doing this?
Did you take a look at the achievement trophy list?
Oh, of stacking?
Yeah.
Briefly.
Does it seem like it's incredibly difficult?
No, it's like, it's just collection. Like, it's collect, solve all the puzzles in this area, do all the... collect all the unique dolls in this area.
Yeah, because I couldn't imagine it being anything much different than that, because that's really all you do in that game. So.
It's original, though.
Very much
extremely
so.
Original. Especially for a downloadable game, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that game.
I feel like there's definitely needs to be a review from one of us.
Yeah. Well, I finished my review.
Yes,
so.
Nice work, John. I can't write my ghost review. It's so freaking hard.
Griff needs
ghost trick?
I'm just having the worst... I didn't talk about it. I don't need to. I'm having a hard time writing a ghost trick review.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's probably because I haven't written anything since I did the Game
Front
of the Year
Mission.
Stuff. Oh, so I'm kind of burnt out from that, but I also need to just kind of start writing more. Anyway, we should take a break because I don't think we have anything else to talk about. And we've got question, user question, listener question. Question of the week, one might say.
Yeah.
And then we have news to talk about. I was just panning over the internet, and some shit has just gone down tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, some crazy stuff.
Crazy shit?
Some good crazy stuff.
Oh, I think I might know part of this. Maybe.
No, what do you think?
The PSP phone.
No.
Yeah, there's a Facebook page of it.
What?
They're supposed to be announcing, like, PSP phone stuff.
You mean the Xperia PSP phone thing?
Yeah, that thing.
Or are you talking about the PlayStation Suite?
No, not that.
Because Suite is way more interesting than PlayStation
Probably,
phone.
Probably. Suite. But I know that...
Suite?
Uh-huh. Like a suite of tools to create your own PlayStation 1 games for your Android-based phone. Which is what was announced at the PSP 2 conference.
Sweet.
Yeah, I just didn't talk about it last time. I think
Cool.
Forgot about it. But yeah, that's what PS... We'll talk about this later.
We'll talk about it when we get back.
Yeah. All right, break time. Huddle.
Or the right way.
Hey, guys.
We're back.
Let's talk about
news.
Some news and emails. So our email question this week is from Jen. Thank you again.
You haven't read this yet?
I haven't read it, no. If you could go out to eat with any celebrity in the world, where would you eat and what would you order?
Oh, this is...
Well, that's
if you could go out to eat with any celebrity in the world, where would you go and what would you order?
Celebrity, huh?
I feel like my answer is really lame.
Bruce Willis, anywhere and anything?
Pretty much, yeah. As long as Bruce is there, he'll be all right. I don't know about location. I would probably order a steak, because I always think that's the greatest thing to eat if you're ever going to go out and eat. Or maybe, probably a steak.
Sure. Steak is good.
I don't know. Wherever Bruce wants to go.
Wherever you want to go.
Wherever Bruce is. Oh, Bruce.
Bruce Willis, wherever, and steak.
Tube steak? Bruce and tube steak.
Yep. Sausage links.
Ribbit on his head. I would probably go... I would go out to eat with Seth Rogen and make him cook something really difficult and dangerous. So then he would hopefully die.
What's so difficult and
the
dangerous?
The pufferfish?
I was going to say the pufferfish.
Oh, wait. I have a better idea. We'll go out to eat at a cannibal restaurant. And then he will be the main course.
Nice.
With the side of Kid Rock. And Tom Green. And they'll both be dead.
Is Tom Green the dessert?
But I wouldn't know. Tom Green accidentally falls off the table. I don't know. That's not really a question. I guess the question is like, the perennial question is, what dead person would you go and have dinner with? So I guess Jen's putting a twist on it, saying, where would you go and what would you eat? I guess if I was going out with a celebrity for dinner, it would have to be like they're buying and we'll just go to wherever is the most expensive thing ever.
Anthony Bourdain, and he can pick it.
There
both,
we go.
Both ways.
Yeah, well,
then I
no,
guarantee
that would
be
not be
probably not, because Anthony Bourdain and I's taste do not agree.
Really?
No. Oh. Anthony likes like oysters and...
See, that sounds great to me.
And weird stuff.
I like
why don't you go out with Andrew Zimmer? There you go.
Who's Andrew Zimmer?
He goes to different cultures and eats like bugs and raw stuff and weird. It's called Bizarre Foods. That's his TV show.
I don't know. I'm usually pretty open to eating.
Not the stuff he eats.
Well, that's fair. I don't like to eat.
He eats like fermented goat cheese. It's been fermenting for like a year.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah.
I bet it smells. Awesome. I bet it's not even a cheese in it. It's just like
a liquid.
Yeah.
Cheese water.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's my favorite.
Yeah, that's how they make
cheese water. Sounds like a Ren and Stimpy like product.
Yep. Like log.
Like not like log. Like it's so
powdered
gross
toast, man.
And yeah, cheese water. Like they just have bottles of cheese water in the cupboard in one scene. it's more like a Rocco's Modern Life product.
Hot ham and water. The Arrested Development thing.
Hot ham and water.
Yeah. Didn't they have like
fried corn fritters?
Yeah, the cornballer?
Cornballer.
I don't know what hot ham and water is.
I'm trying to remember.
No, she wants to cook, and she's going to make soup, and all there is a ham, and she just puts it in water.
That's
Well, I think I would have to go. I'd go Optimus Prime. And
best answer so far.
And Bebops.
Not Sonic.
Nope.
Bebops. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess if it's that easy.
And I'd probably just have to go with the chili.
Yeah. I'd go to Chipotle. Dude,
no, because see, the thing is, like, if you, oh no, no, what?
No, see, not, I'd be sitting out on the patio next to Optimus Prime, just talking about.
Well, see, here's the thing, like
cars.
Like, yeah, well, here's the thing, like, not to contradict your like what your ultimate date night with Optimus Prime would be, but like Optimus Prime being a truck, I would think he would want to eat it like the Flying J or Love's or something.
Yeah.
You know, truck stop stuff.
That's gas station.
You know what? Yeah. If he wants to eat there, well,
he'll drive you in.
Oh wait, no, they eat Energon. What am I thinking? Energon snacks. Remember?
Oh yeah.
1986. Ba weep guana, ba weep Winnie ba.
Oh, how you doing?
It's a universal greeting. Energon snacks.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'd have a few.
I would
I'd try it.
Yeah, man. I think you just get buzzed off it.
Get lit. Oh man. Great.
It's like Red Bull times 10.
Optimus, you want to just like clean stuff?
Yeah. Dude, you're kind of smudgy on your...
Let me just...
You're smudgy right here.
Let me wax you.
Yeah.
Can you just transform right now?
Put some polish on those rings. You know what really good with that red and that blue? Flames.
Yeah.
Exactly. What? What's his name?
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay, I was thinking. How do we make Optimus Prime better? Flames.
Yep.
Makes him move faster or look like he's moving faster.
Or wings. Or that's wings. How you make him better.
Yeah. That's a legitimate way to make him better.
Well, he Jet has packs. Done that before.
Jetpacks.
But he would like combo transform with Jetfire.
Yeah.
Oh god.
But he did that in the last one.
Yeah, but he like killed him, right?
That was a thing.
Like he's like
I think he can probably just pick it up whenever he wants, you know. He just dropped it off.
Wait.
I thought he died
in the second movie.
Yeah.
I did not see the second movie.
You didn't see the second movie?
I felt badly enough about the first one that I did not want to endure the second movie.
Yeah, Jetfire and Optimus like team. Well, Jetfire like kills himself, so Optimus can like take his parts and he flies and just kicks the shit out of Megatron.
Tell me, Jetfire is the NASA like space shuttle thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Blackbird.
Yeah.
And he's an old timer.
Of course he is.
He's a Decepticon too, which is weird.
Wait, what?
Yeah. He says that line in the movie where he's like, "Our names are meaningless at this point."
Well, he was a Decepticon.
Right, and they referenced that in the game too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were unaffiliated, remember? I think we talked about
this. Right, yeah, because...
And then Jetfire joined Optimus, or they joined the Autobots, and Starscream, they said, joined Decepticons. But I don't know if that's canon.
It's a prequel to the movie, so...
I thought that...
They're building canon.
No, I thought that the comic canon was that... Jetfire was a scientist and he joined the Autobots.
Yeah.
But I don't think Starscream was a scientist. I thought he was just like a...
He just joined the Decepticons.
Yeah.
He was the... He guarded the...
That's the game, though.
The game.
I don't think that's true.
No.
I don't think
Well,
that's
in the
true,
new movie,
man.
Since we're on the subject...
I don't think that's real.
Do you guys know what Autobot would be a red Ferrari? Because there's a red Ferrari in the new movie.
Yeah, man. Hot Rod.
Is that... You
is
think
it Hot Rod?
For sure. Yeah. What else would it be?
Yeah,
Rodimus Prime.
There's also a Mercedes-Benz like S-Class that's blue.
Sure.
That's I don't know if it's Autobot. Just create.
No, it's an Autobot.
Jazz 2.
Jazz 2.
Jazz 2.0.
Jazzier.
Jazziest.
Step up. Is that what we call it?
Yeah. Nick Cannon. It's the new Autobot called Nick Cannon.
Does he get ripped in half too?
No, but he does a lot of wiling out.
All right.
Oh dear. Yeah. So, going out to eat with Nick Cannon at Jethro's. Eating ribs.
Sounds great. Perfect.
Jamie's American Cafe.
Yeah, I would eat an Americana burger.
And a skinny mojito.
At the Cheesecake.
Yeah, I'd go to the Cheesecake Factory.
No, the Cheesecake.
Which is called Cheesecake. They're changing the name.
We're changing
actually.
The name to Cheesecake.
Really?
Not the Cheesecake Factory.
Just Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Yep. Gadget. We also have bouncers now.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, some people can't come in, actually. We're holding them out.
Corona lights.
Nope. You can't.
You got a Corona Light tee on?
And if you got beef ribs, you're not getting in.
You were screwed, man. Going hungry. If you want beef ribs, would you eat yourself?
It's a simple question. A baby could answer this
question.
You were a hot dog and you were starving. Would you eat yourself?
Thank you again, Jen, for question of the week. BBR at bossbarrelradio.com is the email address. It doesn't have to be about video games. Send us anything stupid or anything, whatever you want to talk about. Excuse me. We got news to discuss, though.
We do.
We'll get the easy ones out of the way here. Call of Duty First Strike DLC Map Pack PlayStation 3 is coming out on March 3rd.
Why do they always get it so late?
Because Xbox pays, Microsoft pays for early access.
It's weird.
I don't know. So yeah, look forward to that, PlayStation 3 owners. Whether or not PC gets it, I don't know.
Well,
Microsoft
might pay for that too.
What's that?
It might already be out.
As like games for Windows Live or maybe through Steam or other variants?
Windows Live, I would think, because you can hook your Windows Live to your Xbox Live.
Yeah, possibly.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Biggest thing though is this kind of explosion from Activision. They had their they had like a earnings call. Earnings call and a bunch of things happened. So you've got a new company called Beachhead, which is designed for the Call of Duty franchise and specifically monetizing the multiplayer and creating like a stat tracking overall overarching
through multiple games
network. Yeah, maybe.
Any word on whether or not we have to pay for this service? That they are so politely giving us.
Yes, yes. We're doing this awesome favor for you.
I don't know.
Along with the $15 maps every month or two.
Every 3 months, you pay us an extra $15 to improve your game.
Yep.
And then to play our game, we want an extra $5 every month. Because paying $60 for the game.
The other thing that was said is the company, or that DJ, or sorry, Guitar Hero is going to be no longer coming out in 2011. Any projects are done, and the production team behind that is no longer going to be around.
Production team for that would have been Neversoft.
Uh-huh, so therefore Tony Hawk games in the future probably gone.
Canned.
Yep.
Feel like he's
a lot of opportunity here for EA to pick up slack.
Yeah, the Guitar Hero business unit is no longer working on that game.
So, it's all you, Rock Band.
No more DJ Hero stuff as well. Even though that's, I think Freestyle Games did DJ Hero?
That sounds right.
It may have been another one for two. Freestyle might be one, or maybe switched. I don't remember. True Crime Hong Kong has been canceled.
Hong Kong?
It's their partnership with EA or Activision is gone. So, whatever. I forget what is that? United Front Games is the company that's developing it, and Activision is no longer going to be publishing it because they weren't able to get the game out fast enough. Like we said, Tony Hawk is gone. There's also, in the earnings call, it was made mention that in like the toy fair later this week, there's going to be a bunch of like new toy and comic book and stuff like that games coming out. So we're going to have a new Spider-Man game from Beenox.
Cool.
How many Spider-Man games come out a year?
Not enough.
Not enough? Obviously, we need more.
We got a new X-Men game and a Transformers game. And like you were saying, Ryan, they're probably going to be the movie tying. You'll probably get your...
Well, I feel like all of those are
X-Men
be...
First Class, Spider-Man...
Reboot, whatever the hell that game. Is. The Spider-Man. The Amazing Spider-Man.
It's
the only way you make that make sense to people.
And then the Transformers, the movie, the game.
The movie, Dark of the Moon.
Family Guy game. I bet that'll be really good.
Fantastic.
Is there a Family Guy movie? Is that a tie-in?
There are several.
Well, is there a new? Is there one coming to the big screen?
Not that I'm aware of.
Also, in the earnings call, they made mention that they're still pushing money into the new Blizzard MMO. So that's still happening.
Any word on what's happening with Sledgehammer?
I don't know.
It's smashing.
Don't know about Sledgehammer. Like, the people... That's a Call of Duty game that's supposed to come out this year that's, like, the third-person tactical shooter game.
Sure.
Isn't that what it was? Sledgehammer's doing that weird third-person...
Or... That they're still looking for employees to make?
Right. Action-adventure-esque game. Sure. Thing. I don't... Yeah.
Yep. It's just the spy plane level from Black Ops. It's just that forever.
When you're up there telling people where to go.
Call of Duty RTS, man.
Yeah. I consider playing that.
Send in 20 prices. It's done.
Yeah. That's your hero unit.
Yeah.
Soap.
Yep. Soap. Ghost all he does is throw knives. But he has to stab himself first.
What would your those would just be, you got a ghost. Ghost report.
You got 10 ghosts underneath one soap.
Price. Our prices.
What's your economy in that? Like, what are you doing? Build more taxpayers.
Save more taxpayers. Saving. or looting the enemy bodies.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Build more subscription fees.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mine for subscription fees. That's all you do. You just send out a little truck that goes into buildings and just mines subscription fees.
Yeah. Med packs.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
map packs.
Yeah,
develop more map packs.
Yeah, oh, map packs. You get more income.
You get more prices.
Yeah,
and...
yeah. That's how this works. See, we got this game all locked down. Heard it first here.
Mm-hmm. Boss Bell Radio.
Fire main team.
Fire lead development team. Improve sales.
That's really it for news. Got through those pretty quickly. Yeah, just that weird Activision earning call with a lot of things coming in about it. Mentioned the PlayStation Suite. That was the, as I very briefly said before, it's just going to be tools such that people can develop PlayStation 1 games that are able to be played on an Android phone, which ties into what you were saying, John.
Yeah, about the I only briefly read something about how Sony has a Facebook page for their PlayStation Xavier phone. Xavier's crazy.
Echelalia.
Has a fancy name attached to it, but it's essentially the PlayStation phone. It
sounds like Ericsson, but it's not.
Yeah, and it's at some point here, they have a Facebook page for it, like I said, and at some point this week, they're supposed to be announcing like official details on it. I mean, we can check after this and talk about it later, but it's going to be an Android-based phone, and supposedly this would probably tie in with that.
I don't really care about a PlayStation portable phone.
Neither do I.
I've got my phone.
Well, the other thing, like I said to you, Griff, is this, that like Sony likes to jump their phones onto T-Mobile, which I do not have, so I don't care.
Yep, me either.
Yep. Sony phones.
Yeah.
Plus, it's also with the PSP 2 NGP coming out.
Yeah, it's...
Is that a thing? Like, it's... What market are they playing to that's like, it's a PSP and a phone? If only we Japanese. Did this 5 years ago. Well, yeah, the Japanese don't give a shit. You're already running multiple.
I just wonder, like, how much of that is like...
Can you play Monster Hunter on your phone? That's all right, that matters to the Japanese.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I just wonder how
much... Well, there ain't going to be no Pokemon on a phone.
No, that's true.
No, there won't be, but they've got the 3DS, so... I just, like, how much of this is like Sony Ericsson saying, can we just... put the PlayStation name brand on a phone, please.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like Sony how much Ericsson of it is like
so well.
Yeah, exactly. And how much is it is like PlayStation, like Sony Computer Entertainment America just being like, fine, just whatever. Just don't bring down the sales of anything else when you do it.
Yeah. Hard to say how the inner politics of that work. Yeah. It's just of all the things to do. It almost seems like it's like, yeah, we have this old hardware that we're not going to
use. Right, I don't
know. You can have it.
It's just weird to kind of confuse the market like that by like, let's release a handheld, and then let's also release a phone that has a similar sharing name as a handheld.
Yeah.
You know, Sony always seems to have Endgame in mind.
I don't know about that.
They have raw power in mind is usually what they have. And sometimes like it's a little skewed.
Hey, remember how there's no cross-game voice chat on the PlayStation 3 still?
Still.
Still. Remember how Home is still in beta?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Still it's, in beta. Yeah.
Whatever. This is so weird. So weird.
They're getting there, man.
Can you not chat if you're not playing a game? You can't chat with somebody.
You can't chat with somebody if you're not in the same game using that game's chat.
If what about on dashboard? No.
No.
Well, if you
have a text chat.
No, you can do that. You can do that if you both have PlayStation Eyes.
Oh. That was the new patch.
Yeah. Then now you can do that.
As of a week ago,
you can do that.
But you can't cross game. Hey, Griff,
you want to bust
right?
out your eye and
you
we can have a
cross game.
No.
So if you play, we're playing one game and I was on the dashboard, couldn't talk.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's not important.
But if we wanted to, like, have a text or a video conference.
Yeah. That's something we can totally do. And I can
baby steps.
I can even totally do that with my Kinect.
Can do that with my phone.
Oh. We can totally do that with phones, too.
You guys want to have a video call?
Not. We don't live that far away from each other.
So?
I want to pipe in as many video calls as I can.
Yes.
That's so I want to have like the PlayStation Eye looking at the computer screen that's running Skype that's like coming through my PSP that has like an auxiliary camera attached to it that's looking at my phone. Yeah,
you
want to like
face the cameas towards each other?
Daisy chain a million things together.
Yeah, that's the way you do that. Oh, man. I wonder
if
I can send you video chat even if you don't have a camera.
I doubt it.
Can I just harass you that way?
It would just blow it up. It'd be like, hey, you want another? You have to have an update for this.
It's okay. You got to download it and then install it.
I just survived the last
and then update it.
I just talked to John on the podcast. I don't need to talk to him anymore. I don't need to see him.
Video conference is so good. We should call it here. Nothing much else to talk about.
Okay. If anyone wants to video conference us, email first.
Yeah.
Send it to us via email first.
All right, so episode 25, week of whatever this is, Boss Barrel Radio. Goodbye. See you next week.
Who the boss?